Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jim Brea, and I'm the chair of this afternoon's technical session on face automation. Tremendous advancements have been made in face automation over the last several years, and these advancements are extremely important to us in the long wall industry for a number of reasons. First and foremost is the safety of our workforce. Automation allows us to remove the worker from the face area and place him in a secure and controlled environment. It also enhances productivity and cost control by allowing efficiencies in operations and improves equipment and health monitoring. Today we have four outstanding papers. Each paper will be approximately 25 minutes in length, followed by a 5-minute question and answer session. I ask that if you do have a question, to please either come to the microphone in the center of the room or just pass it over so the group can hear the question and the presenters then can provide an adequate response. Our first paper this afternoon is co-authored by Mike Calderon and Brock Atwell. Mike is a manager of controls and automations at Joy Global. Mike has a degree in electrical engineering and more than 28 years design experience. In his tenure with Joy Global, Mike has been the senior electrical engineer designing longwall electrical controls and is manager of the control and automation systems of the engineering group. The systems group is responsible for developing all controls in Joy's underground product line, as well as the integration of those products to produce safer and highly reliable underground longwall mining systems. Brock has 21 years of experience in the mining industry in both maintenance and production. His experience includes stints at Consol's Buchanan Mine, Island Creek's VP8 Mine, Australia's Consol Operation Glenis Creek Mine, Arch's Mingo, Logan, and Cumberland River Operations. Brock has a degree in electrical engineering and has worked his way up the ranks in the coal industry from an underground repairman to a maintenance foreman, maintenance coordinator, underground electrical engineer, and longwall coordinator. Brock brings a unique perspective via his operations and maintenance background, and his electrical engineering degree provides a tremendous experience and background to the automation aspect of longwalls. So please welcome Mike Calderon to kick it off.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Today, to give you a little insight about partnering to develop a productive automated longwall system, where Joy Global and White Oak Resources have come together to develop an innovative longwall system. What are partners? The dictionary says those who associate in a shared activity, two or more people who own a business, a husband or a wife, a pair of persons dancing together, one or of a pair or a team, an ally. In this particular case, I believe these all apply. The point is we've come together to establish and understand needs, to communicate effectively and consistently. We must trust each other, believing that we share the same view that creating the most innovative longwall system solution is the best outcome for us both, to be successful together. That's a lot of talk, so how did this journey begin? What led us into this partnership? This is a brief story about our journey. At this time, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Brock Atwell, longwall coordinator at White Oak Resources. Brock is going to tell you a little bit about White Oak.
Thank you, Mike. Good evening. Who is White Oak Resources? Well, this is a new mining company, and we do have world-class operating visions. Our mission statement, our mission statement is we're going to serve our employees, customers, community, shareholders while respecting the environment. And I tell you, if you take a trip to the mine site and look, it's very rare that you'll see production shaft, slope, and cornfields and soybean fields and so forth like that right around your backyard. So it's pretty interesting the way that we've kind of compiled this to respect nature. We're headquartered in McLeansburg, Illinois, with operations in Hamilton County. We have access to over a billion of tons of recoverable coal in the Illinois Basin. We are in a development stage with mine number one, which is expected to produce 200 million tons from the Heron number six seam, and commercial production should start sometime in 2014. We expect to have an annual production anywhere between 6 and 7 million tons. Per the timeline that you see there, White Oak started in 2006 with land acquisitions and with permitting. So it's been a long time project coming. And right now development consists of a shaft. This is for employee access and ventilation, a slope for coal handling material. We have a 2,000 ton per hour prep plant and underground works. After development, we plan to operate on 1,400 foot face longwall panels, and they'll be ranging anywhere from 12,500 to 18,000 feet. We put together a management team at White Oak with various backgrounds. We have a strong core of Illinois Basin experience blended with experience from the eastern and western U.S. and Australian coal fields. And with this diversity, it brings a variety of skills and operating ideas to White Oak. Safety is at the core of every decision that we make, and because we truly feel that our employees are our biggest asset. Our team has extensive experience in matters of mine safety, both from operating standpoint and regulatory standpoints. As Mike spoke, our operating vision begins with an operated assistant face and advancing through technology to a remotely operated autonomous system. I think with the use of the inclinometers, cameras, and the new landmark IMS navigation system, you know, I think that we can collect the data and ultimately reduce the presence of personnel along the face. And replacing the human factors is going to be an issue. But I think that it's going to be a challenge, but with time and continued improvement, both Joy and White Oak, this can be accomplished. And this is consistent with our intent to implement new technology that will ultimately enhance the health and safety of our miners while simultaneously increasing production capabilities. Where's the next slide at, Mike? Next. Okay, this is a nice little picture here. This is our coal production for last Saturday. And I tell you, it's not a big pile, but it's a start. It made a lot of people breathe a lot easier seeing this black coal come out of the ground for the first time. And this is a result of, you know, driving 3,800, a little bit more than 3,800 feet for a slope. So it's a start, and it's a great start. So I'd like to turn it over to Mike now and let him give a summary of how this partnership got started.
Thank you, Brock. So we'll start from the start. To evolve the partnership, there must be underlying systems to align and manage the mass amounts of information that it's a natural part of a project of this magnitude. So how do we build this framework? First, we get acquainted. We created an online SharePoint site, which details the Joy and the customer contacts and the contact information. It's also a storage place for filing all the pertinent engineering details. The intent is to provide access to all the latest information from a common source available to any at any time to any of the participants. We also have a joint project manager or primary contact and his respective support team with representation from all the product disciplines, from entry development, roof support systems, armored face conveyors, conveying systems, controls and automation, and spare parts. On the White Oak Resources side, there are counterparts in each of these areas as well. We also established communications forums. There's biweekly webinars, quarterly face-to-face meetings, and on-demand face-to-face meetings when requested to best ensure these issues are addressed in a timely manner. One of the next phases to ensure we're clear about vision, expectation, and timelines is establishing mutual understanding. Identifying White Oak's needs, recognizing their strategic principles of safety, low cost, high volume, long wall productivity. And by the way, these principles happen to align with Joy's visions of a zero harm mentality, lowest cost per ton, and the most highly productive underground mining machinery. It seems like a natural fit, and the teams work together discussing specific needs and understanding requirements towards establishing deliverables. When you have these in-depth discussions reviewing details and requirements regarding deliverables, you naturally come to the next phase of the framework, trust. We have to rely on each other's strengths and core competencies. Joy trusts in White Oak's mining experience and knowledge to provide us with the right information as it applies to our products so we can design them accordingly. White Oak trusts Joy in our underground mining machinery knowledge to meet their needs. We work together to accomplish our common goals. So through this understanding, I want to capitalize on these core competencies. White Oak is an experienced team of coal mining personnel with a focus and a vision. Joy Global, a manufacturer of the world's most productive mining machinery with a focus on innovations. Combining these core competencies results in products and systems tailored to meet or beat expectations. That photo is a shot of one of White Oak's roof supports manufactured at one of our UK facilities. So how do we deliver on these expectations? We want to rely on our core products to deliver on safety and performance, which is their primary requirement out of the gate. We want to introduce our proven automation features to enhance safety and productivity. We want to provision for innovations without impacting performance. So what is this scope of supply? We want to rely on what Joy does best. We're addressing the safety first and the productivity to meet the performance requirements. Joy supplies core products like the shear, the AFC, and the roof support systems, which are low risk and high availability. In these cases, they'll be operator assisted. Joy will supply the training, make sure our customer understands the features and the capabilities, and Joy will provide smart services to focus on maintenance and reliability. We'll also rely on automation, proven automation, advanced shearer automation, fully automated face cutting sequences, including gate end turnarounds, and shear initiated roof support advance to keep the operators out of the dust. We also want to maintain consistent and efficient extraction, seam extraction. We'll also provide high-speed Ethernet communications along with redundant paths throughout the longwall system for communications and data management. We want to make sure that if one of these communication systems drops out, that we seamlessly transfer to the other system or the backup and continue production. On the innovation side of things, we want to supply the necessary control hardware to apply the innovations, but not be reliant on their operation. We're going to place them in the hazardous environment and monitor their performance. In this regard, we mitigate the risk, but understand the overall goal, which is to produce a fully automated face. So we partnered to do the due diligence associated with validating the innovations, thus evolving the technology. So let's talk about these technologies a bit. What are the innovations? Advanced shear automation is an existing technology. It's been out from Joy for a few years. It's capable of handling full face cutting sequences, including automated gate end cutouts. The inertial navigation system is a system used for face straightening. It continuously operates and makes corrections on the face, on either roof support system and or shear, to stay in scene. The PRS lighting, controlled area lighting, is a means of controlling the roof support light's colors to alert the operators of impending movement. Longwall proximity detection offers a means of tracking mine personnel about the face to reduce the potential for injury associated with an automated roof support advance. Enhanced anti-collision is a feature where we use additional sensing devices on the roof supports to more precisely interpret their 3D position at any time. Visualization is a means of viewing or interpreting the entire longwall from various points of reference throughout the longwall utilizing a number of technologies: still images, streaming video, infrared, black and white, and color cameras, etc., then integrating these images into 3D graphical representations of the mine. The visualization can be used for both predictive cutting, both for extraction and horizon control, as well as for training purposes. But some of these features and functions aren't fully developed, so we're going to mitigate risk, as we said, and we'll plan to utilize the proven automation features, but limit the interaction of the innovation items until their integrity is validated, so we can focus on the productivity and meet the performance requirements desired. So what's next? Some of the lessons learned so far. A thorough understanding. If we all put on a blindfold, as noted, would we all be thinking of the same giant elephant, both the customer and Joy? Constant review of how Joy is meeting White Oak's needs, how the equipment is applied to meet safety and performance requirements. We want to have clear expectations. Sometimes reality and expectations can be difficult to merge together. Constant communication aids in better ensuring these expectations become deliverables. We have to have confidence, which is associated with realizing expectations, which is established through dialogue and upfront mitigation. Constant communications, what more is there to say? What's next? Equipment delivery of this system is September 2013. There'll be a mini build on site from November through January 2014, as well as training, and then the longwall startup in sometime in 2014. At this point, I'd like Brock to share his closing remarks.
As Mike said, this is a new venture and it's very young stage. So far, during these early stages, we've established an open and honest communication system between White Oak and Joy. To date, we've completed a successful PPU on the longwall roof supports. We received all development equipment on time and with early tech support at the mine site. We just finished up a great training workshop for the delivered development equipment. It was implemented with positive feedback. We just had really great feedback from our new hires. These guys are from other mines, and we've trained them. Joy has helped us with this, and it was just a really great first start for the new hires. It was really good.
Okay.
And what's next? Like Mike said, we've got the delivery of equipment. We've got a mini build, and then we've got a long wall startup. So it's the journey's begun, and it's going to continue. So we'll see where it winds up.
Thanks, Brock. It's a great story. We're proud to partner with White Oak Resources. Thanks very much. Thanks again. And thank you, everyone, for attending today. Certainly appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you, Mike and Brock. Do we have any questions for our co-presenters? Well, I'll ask you one, Myra. Brock, what is White Oak's goal as far as the level of automation at which you'll operate the face? You said.
They're off to go. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Their ultimate goal is to be fully automated, and this means running the wall from a remote location, out by the face.
Very good. Any other questions? All right, thank you very much.